Well, I think what it's telling most of us who work with the Global Fund and believe in its work, it's telling us that, in fact, the system's working. It finds out whether or not the absorption is there. It finds out if there are bottlenecks. It finds out when there are problems, and then it quickly moves to respond to them. Within days, they were down there already in Uganda meeting with government officials and NGOs to talk about what are the next steps. They're opening up the door to say there are going to be next steps. Just because we're canceling doesn't mean we're not open, especially in these highly infected countries. And so what we want to do is make sure that the Global Fund, while it remains innovative and does all of those things, it certainly needs to respond to its critics, many of them countries saying, you know, you're not tough enough, you're not making sure that all things are working. Well, it is working. And it has to find a balance, particularly in developing countries where things may not work in the same way. There may be, and I think we've all heard this for a number of years, a lack of skilled workers to implement all these grants. And it's about scaling up. It's about hiring new people. And sometimes not every country is going to get it right easily and the first time.
Do you think Uganda is taking the right steps by hiring an international auditing firm, Ernst & Young, and also forming a four-member commission of inquiry?
Absolutely. I think this is now becoming a very serious issue. The amount of money being raised are billions of dollars to go into country programming, to go into programming to assist governments to work with the civil society sector, to do the programming of care, prevention, treatment, all those things we talked about for years. There are now resources available to scale up, to increase the amount of activity, the intensity of activity around these things, and to do the very complex issue of universal access for those living with HIV, for those who want these medications to save their lives. And frankly, it never was said to be easy. It's very clear to all of us that trying to set up new systems and healthcare systems and booster them, along the way there will be a lot of ripples and a lot of holes in the road. And as you reach them, each and every one of them has to be attacked and dealt with in order for you to move on. And I think this is what the Global Fund has to encourage. It doesn't just throw money at issues, but it really does follow it. Having an international accounting firm today to make sure that the money going in is not being misspent, I think this is what donors around the world are asked to make sure happens. These are what taxpayers in all our countries want to make sure, whether the money is spent in Canada, United States, or in Uganda, or in Kenya. We want all our hard-earned money to be spent well.
Were you surprised that this happened in Uganda? I mean, this is a country which some people have put up on a pedestal regarding its efforts to slow the spread of HIV.
Well, I think all of us are always going to be surprised when you hear today you're the world's leader and tomorrow you're falling behind. I think so much is dependent on the right people being in the right place at the right time. You know, our NGO contacts in Uganda have always said, hold on a second, we don't want to be a model. What we want to do is address HIV and address it in a way that makes sense for our country. Currently, we're being touted as, you know, a model, a successful model of how we all work together. But frankly, you know, we're not all working together. So we've known for years that there's no perfect country out there. There might be elements of really good programming, but it might have been really good programming for a certain period of time, and then it has to be reevaluated, reassessed, rethought out, reimplemented. And this is just, I think, illustrating to all of us, AIDS really is a long-term issue. It's been now 25 years since it first appeared. It's more complex than we ever thought, but, you know, we're not going to turn away, and nor should any of us get any negative impression if a grant is being stopped in any country at any given time. We only have to look around the world at those corporate scandals over the last number of years and say, you know, those were gigantic. Those were huge in comparison.